From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I wish to welcome you to this Friday edition of the Living Truth program, where we are continuing and concluding our study from Philippians chapter 1 and verse 21. And I don't know about you, but I have gotten excited as a result of this particular study. We are looking at a verse this week that many of us know. Many of us have memorized it. It's a verse of Scripture that we've heard preached and taught many times down through our lives, if we've been involved with the church any period of time at all, really. It's Philippians chapter 1 and verse 21. And we are so familiar with it that we race over it. We stop and say, hey, praise God for that, but we don't really dig into it. And therefore, I think we miss out on a lot of blessing. Well, this week we've been digging into that verse on the program, and we're going to wrap it up today. Again, Philippians 1:21 says, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." That certainly was the Apostle Paul's personal testimony as he wrote under the inspiration of the Spirit of God. But it is also the personal testimony of every Christian today. Every person who has ever been born again can claim that verse. And in light of whatever it is we are facing in life, we can rejoice over what this verse means to us. It teaches us that Christ is our life. And so far this week, we've noted that Christ as our life is personal. For the verse says, "For to me." Our relationship with the Lord is not just institutional or corporate, but it is a personal relationship. Secondly, Christ as our life is present. For he says, "For to me to live is Christ." Right now, right now, we experience Jesus Christ as Christians, as our Savior, our source, our strength, and our sustainer of life. But then yesterday, we began to note that Jesus Christ as our life is prospective. Yes, the best is yet to come, for he says, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Listen, every one of us who are born again believers have a glorious future to look forward to. I don't know what you're going through today. Maybe you're going through a great trial. Maybe you've got physical problems. Maybe you have financial or family issues. But do you know something? If you're saved, the best is yet to come. And we began to look at this yesterday and ran out of time. And that was purposeful, because I want to share something specific with you today. But yesterday, we noted that through Christ, we gain heaven as Christians, 2 Corinthians 5:8. We also noted that through Christ, we have a great inheritance, 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. But there are two more things that through Christ we have prospectively, and that is, through Christ, we will receive perfection. Aren't you thankful for that? That's why we say that Christ as our life is prospective. We will one of these days be perfect spiritually and physically. And when I say we, I'm talking about those of us who are saved, those of us who are born again. Remember 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2? It says, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." You know, there's a lot about what our life will be like in the presence of the Lord that we don't We don't know. In fact, I believe it's so great that we could not understand it if we did know a lot more about it. But one thing that we do know is that when Jesus Christ comes, we will be like him, for we shall see him as he is, and that simply means that we will be sinlessly perfect, without sin, and we will have no physical flaw in our body. Now that's something to look forward to. I wish I had more time to spend on that verse, but I don't, because I want to get to this final one, and that is, through Christ, we gain eternal bliss. Yes, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Now, yesterday in the program, I mentioned to you that in Revelation chapters 21 and 22, there are at least 25 conditions of our eternal inheritance. At least 25 conditions of the eternal bliss that we are going to gain as Christians in heaven when this life on earth is over. And I ask you to take some time to read down through those chapters to see what you found out. Now, obviously, I do not have the time to preach on all 25 points here today in the 5 minutes that I've left of the program. But let me identify them for you. And if you studied Revelation 21 and 22 yesterday, you have probably already identified them yourself. But just listen to this. And again, I only have time to mention them. Revelation chapter 21 and 22 teaches us that in heaven, Christ will dwell with us. Number two, we will be his people. Number three, there will be no tears. Number four, no death. Number five, no sorrow. Number six, no crying. Number seven, no pain. Number eight, all things will be new. Number nine, there will be no spiritual thirst. Number 10, we will be overcomers through Christ. Number 11, we will be extremely intimate in our relationship with God. Number 12, we will have a beautiful city in which to live, the New Jerusalem. Number 13, the glory of God will be everywhere. Number 14, there will be no sin. Number 15, there will be the tree of life. Number 16, there will be no curse. Number 17, the throne of God will be there. Number 18, we will serve Christ. Number 19, we will see Christ's face. Number 20, his name will be in our foreheads. Number 21, there will be no night there. Number 22, there will be no light. There will be no need of lights because the glory of God will be there. Number 23, there will be no sun, again, because the glory of God will be there. Number 24, we shall reign with Christ. And number 25, we will be able to worship God perfectly. Wow. Beloved, I would encourage you to take some time and go back to read Revelation chapters 21 and 22 and dig in to those 25 conditions of our eternal bliss. You see why I say so often when this program ends, the best is yet to come? It's because it's true. It's a fact for those of us who are believers. But for those of you who are not saved, you've not yet trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, then your future is quite gloomy. Because the Bible says that because you do not know Christ, your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and you will be cast into the eternal lake of fire forever. But you see, right now you're still alive. And you can choose to spend eternity in heaven through faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior. Would you trust him today? Would you ask Jesus Christ to save you? You know, the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. No doubt about it. It's a fact. And you might say, Pastor Gary, you don't know my background. That's true. You might say, Pastor Gary, you don't know the sins of my life. That's true. But God knows both your background and the sins of your life, and he still has promised to save you if you call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and say something like this, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me. And if you make that your prayer, please contact us here at the Way of Truth Ministries, and we will send you information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. But in the meantime, as a believer, for to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Let me draw this week of study together with a threefold application. Number one, positionally, Christ is the very center of our life as Christians. Without Him, we would not be saved. Without Him, we could not live. Without Him, there would be no heaven. But secondly, practically, Christ should be the very center of our life. Do you see the distinction? Jesus is the very center of our life through faith in Him, but do we practice a Christ-centered life in all of our thoughts and actions and deeds? We should. And then thirdly, prospectively, Christ will be the very center of our life in heaven. I just listed those 25 elements of our eternal bliss, of our eternal inheritance. And all of those 25 elements show us that Christ will be the very center of our life. Say, beloved, if you're saved, rejoice along with me today as we say verse 21 of Philippians chapter 1 together again. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you very much for joining me today. I trust that you'll go to church on Sunday and then join us again on Monday for another study in the Word of God on the Living Truth broadcast. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today, and yes, the best is yet to come. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.